Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Hopes and Dreams podcast, where we are here to make all of your ears' dreams come true. I'm Karin, and this is Kylie. And
I'm in a giggle fit.
This is episode 13. And it's Kylie's lucky number something or other today.
Three.
She went spastic about threes today.
I did. Because three has always been my lucky number. And just a side note, I was giggle fitting because the way that Karin said happy, it was like happy birthday to anybody whose birthday it is. But that's why I was giggling.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday. That's what I said it for. Without even knowing.
Good job. So three has always been my lucky number. And this morning I went on our Instagram page and we have done 53 posts. And at that moment we had 333 followers.
Thank you.
On Instagram. Could be better though.
Oh yeah. We need like 333,000 more. Would be really great. Nice.
Yeah, if it just said 333K,
I'd be in.
That'd be legit.
That'd be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy. Yes. That would be like the good thing that would happen. Speaking of, remember how last week I was like, something really significant or something cool is going to happen today. And I'm going to go to Pilates and like something great's going to happen. None of that happened.
Absolutely nothing.
I didn't even get to take my Pilates class.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I went there and it was somebody had shown up accidentally and clients first. So I let her have my spot because I'm so nice.
That was so nice of you.
So I didn't do my Pilates. So I'm going to attempt again today. So hopefully it will happen. So I'm very excited about that.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope it's better.
Do you guys want to, well, you, the people listening can't see it, but I got new hair.
Da, da, da. Yeah. She's bright.
Brighter. Yes. My face is a little sunburned. I was in the sun all day on Saturday.
I think that's a lovely problem to have right now.
It's not bad. It's
just a little bit of sunburn.
I look like I've been in the sun.
Early in May.
Yeah, not bad.
Yes.
Not bad.
Excellent. It's May.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's almost here. It's going to be lovely.
It's really hot today. So I was kind of like, it's going to be great. Okay,
there's
you ready to?
Just a bug in Karin's hair. Got it. It's okay. We're good.
Ta-da. We're like little monkeys just picking at each other.
Protein.
Yay.
One of the master classes that I watched, it was on surviving the wilderness, and she was going through all of the bugs that you can eat, and she like actually ate them as an example, because I mean, honestly,
got to follow through.
It's the best way to teach. She like squeezed out the worm's guts.
Absolutely poop. Disgusting.
It was really gross, but eat bugs if you're stuck in the woods, but don't eat anything unless you have water. If you don't have any water, don't eat anything. You'll die quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Things I've learned in masterclass.
We were in the woods the other day. Dan and I went to the Plover River segment of the Ice Age Trail, and ramps are everywhere.
Ramps!
And Dan couldn't figure out what they were, and eventually I was like, oh, they're ramps. And I showed him because I ate one because I love them. They're so, so delicious. He's just like, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. I know what I'm talking about.
Right?
I think that wasn't the only thing I ate out in the woods. I'm trying to think of what the other thing was that I was like, this is also edible. Don't eat things if you don't know for sure what they are, though.
Right?
Because that's scary.
There's a long test you can do where you like, this was also in the masterclass, where it's like an 8 or 16 hour process. You eat part of it.
So you're going to be in the woods for 8 to 16 hours just to see?
Yeah, well, this is if you're like, I'm going to be out here for some days.
Okay.
This is how you test your food. It was quite complicated, and I hope I never have to do it.
Everyone should listen, because with the way our current administration is, this is the way we might all be living.
Feed yourself.
Having to run off into the woods.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot about the Appalachians, but they call themselves Appalachians, I think.
It's my favorite skit from SNL.
But they shouldn't be skidded because they're real people.
Appalachian Emergency Room.
Oh, no.
Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about. It's so funny.
Oh, man. But I've just been watching a lot of stuff about them lately. And there's like all these allures in like the Appalachian Mountains. And they're just like, you hear whistling? No, you didn't. don't go outside at night. If you hear your name being whispered, no, you didn't. There's just like all of these like things. And that's, I've heard them so commonly. But of course, me being me, I'm like, I want to go out there and I want to whistle.
Right?
See what happens.
Start whispering random names.
Whispering people's names.
In your crow costume.
Oh my God. It's perfect. It's all coming together for me. But then there's these wild men of Appalachia, I guess, and they're feral humans. So when you had mentioned one of the theme days for Driftless and you said dressing as your inner child, it would be me dressing as one of these like wild feral humans that, you know, just live in the woods.
I'm picturing like lots of patchwork, random ponytails.
Oh, these aren't hippies.
No, I'm talking about the theme day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not.
Wooks? Can we not have a Wook day?
I guess everybody dresses like their inner child at a music festival already. I just thought it would be funny. Pigtails.
We should come up with attainable themes.
I know. That's why I'm like, when I think of a theme, I picture it as the outfit. Like, how does that translate to an outfit?
It would be so cool. White parties are so cool, but seeing everybody all in white with their tan skin, it's going to be like, be so pretty and so cool.
Say that for People Fest then, because it's later in the summer. Just and people
one of them. I just want
tan.
One of them.
I'm just saying, like, white parties is kind of a Diddy thing, and
he did not invent the color white.
I know, but he had white parties.
So he also made music. We can't stop making music because Diddy made music.
You can stop listening to his music.
I already have. I also don't listen to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, me neither.
Every time he comes on, click.
Yeah, I avoid it.
So, you know, way ahead of that.
Got to start separating the art from, not separating the art from the artist.
Yeah.
Because what you do and say outside of your art matters.
It does matter a lot. All of you.
Oh, boy.
Nice pause to have that, absorb that one.
Let it sink in.
Mm-hmm. I felt like I had all of this stuff I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this, oh, and now I forgot all of it. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Dang. Devere doesn't hate baseball as much as he did last week.
That's good.
Although he almost quit halfway through. I was like, you have to at least finish the game. And then they put him on first base, and he had a blast.
Great.
You just got to put him somewhere that's interesting to him.
Yeah.
And then he'll be into it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't good at it, but he was into it.
He doesn't want to, but he will.
Right.
Great. Only child way. It truly is.
Oh,
gosh darn it. What is there anything exciting going on to even talk about?
I mean, Mother's Day is coming up.
Yep.
But that'll be after this episode comes out.
Yep.
So happy belated Mother's Day to all of the mother people.
To the mother people. To the mother people.
Oh, man. I took a really nice walk today. I had a little bit of a break.
Nice.
And I went around the Capitol.
Yeah, tell me about this pistachio matcha here.
So I was in the coffee shop and they had like their drink specials. Mm-hmm. And since it had pistachio in it, it was like matcha with pistachio syrup, white chocolate, and
that's too
milk.
Much.
It was really good.
It defeats the whole purpose of matcha.
Whatever.
You can't wreck it.
I didn't wreck
it. I mean,
I'm
sure it's delicious.
They fixed it.
No,
good. I got it hot because it was like still kind of early in the day. It wasn't like hot out yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
The most I'll add to matcha is like one pump of sugar-free vanilla. Just because got so many health benefits. And if you start adding candy, it's not going to have health benefits.
The coffee shop did.
You're right. But you drank it. I'd try it
every
once.
Every last drop.
I'd try it once.
It was pretty
at
good.
Least. Yeah.
I think I need the sugar in there. I need my coffee to be like
candy.
Like a level 8. You know?
No.
My hairstylist out there will understand.
I have black coffee.
That's a level 1.
I'm a purist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For most things.
1 is the darkest dark. 10 is the brightest.
I have the beige version of all things.
You're like a solid level 9.
At all times.
Yeah. 8.5 if you're feeling colorful.
If you're nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. So let's talk about weird glimmers. There's no segue into that. It's just the only thing I could think of for a topic that I was like thinking of this week.
Yeah.
Because I was walking to work and I get so like balls excited over
thinking about it.
Ants. When there's lots of ants in one place, like when you're like on a sidewalk and then there's like swarming with like millions of ants and they're just like everywhere. I love that shit.
It doesn't make your skin crack.
No, I love it. I just want to get in there and like watch. Like I'm always like, oh, fascinating. Like I could watch it all day long. I love it.
It's giving me goosebumps.
But you have to resist the urge to.
Right.
You know, I don't, but I urged.
I get like when there's that many ants together, I'm like, they could overpower me. If I step too close, they're all going to swarm on my feet and, you know, take me down.
And eat down you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
No, thanks.
It's fine.
That's weird.
I really love it.
What do you love about it though? Like, I'm trying to understand.
I think there's just like, because there's so many in one place. It's just this like.
You're like happy for them? just trying to like pinpoint.
I'm so happy for them. They're so happy. There's so many of them. They're living in harmony. I have no idea what it says. Absolutely no idea.
Oh man.
It's just that there's so many. It's just, I don't know what it is about it. They're just like all piling up on each other and they're so little and there's just like, I don't know. I can't tell you what it is. I just love it.
Do you feel the same way when you see like a bowl of rice?
No. Because they're not moving. They're not doing anything. Oh, they're just sitting there.
Bowl of maggots?
No, not so much.
No?
No, it's not like, it's not like many amounts of things. It's ants, just ants.
Specifically.
Just ants.
That just is weird.
I love it. I could watch it for an hour. And nobody ever lets me because usually I see it when I'm like on a walk with somebody. But And also if I was like out walking by myself and I sat and like squatted and just like watched the ants for a really long time, people would think I was crazy.
Well, they'd be like, wow, she's really into those ants.
I'm just happy, very happy for them.
Just that one sharing day, their joy.
Those two got married today, okay? They have a baby on the way.
Jeff and Jolene.
These are my aunt friends. Only child stuff.
Sure. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Any weird stuff for you?
I mean, I'm into some weird stuff, but like.
Anything you can talk about on the podcast?
Makes the list significantly shorter.
All they're going to hear is us laughing. This is good.
It's great.
It's good.
Laughing. Laughter is contagious.
Yes, people, it sure is.
They'll just start laughing with us. Even if they start this episode and they're like, God damn it. These two are fucking idiots. Why did I give them another try? A 13th try. But eventually they'll just start laughing. I do love watching those videos where somebody is pretending to laugh like on a subway car and then it just infects everybody and the joy. Oh,
that is one thing we can say for certain. We are infectious. Yeah.
deep in the veins.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, everybody.
I'm not.
Weird stuff. So I don't know. I get excited with hair stuff, which has to make sense.
Right.
Because I'm a hairstylist. But things that like I could spend all day. And I actually said this to a client recently. I finished her haircut and she has just this really nice, clean, blonde bob. And I don't ever have to take too much off. It's like a maintenance thing now. We've grown it out. Mm-hmm. We've achieved the length she wanted. And I realized I was like, I could just sit here and comb and like, her little bob all day, like play with it, tweak it here and there. I know, right? I was just like,
we don't even have to say it.
No. I just love it so much. It gives me so much satisfaction. I, in zero other parts of my life am I a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. But this one area, I hyper-focus and I'm just...
She's lying. She's a perfectionist in other areas too. For sure. For sure. I can imagine, because like, why would you spend so much time doing that if it didn't bring you some kind of joy?
Yeah.
You know, right. People waste too much time on things that don't bring them joy.
Yeah.
You've got to do things that bring you joy in some way or another. Like if you have a job that you hate, that you're just like going to every single day and you're like not excited about it. Guess what?
You should probably leave that job.
You can leave that job. Mm-hmm. It is a choice you make every single day. And everybody gets so stuck in this mindset that they have to do this and they have to do that. You don't have to do anything.
You choose everything from the moment you wake up.
Every day. Yep. Every day is a choice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was sick of the service industry. I got new jobs.
Yep.
Now I'm sick of those jobs and I want to go back to the service industry. No, I'm just kidding. Speaking of, I'm going to be at the restaurant again on Friday night. So I was gone for an entire week and now I'm going back Friday night just nice. For a gap. You know, what do they call that when you moonlight? I'm going to moonlight.
Oh, moonlight?
Just going to moonlight
like
the shift.
Guest spot?
Yes, sure.
Special guest.
I'm going to do one of those things.
One of those things.
Yeah. I've been gone from there so long. You so missed. They're all going to miss me so much.
You just missed the French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had them yesterday. I went in there for lunch. I think that's what gave everybody the idea that I should work. They needed somebody to work on Friday night. So, but it'll be patio season.
That'll be nice.
I haven't looked at the weather, and knowing my luck, it's like the one day it's going to rain.
Well, and you're not like locking yourself in for the whole summer of
No, no, no. Just... When it's my choice, it's like a completely different thing. I like yeah. really enjoy it because I didn't have to work that shift. It was like an option.
Right.
And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? I can make a couple $100.
Nice.
Why not?
It's a great choice to choose.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Other weird glimmers, because that was such a fun topic. Another one for me. Mm-hmm. Is lampposts, like the old school lampposts. When you're walking around, maybe my neighborhood in Madison, but I've been noticing them so much lately that so much of the east side of Madison has like these old school lampposts, like the old ones you'd see in like cobblestones in London.
Do they hang like a sconce?
No, they're like on their poles with like the old school lampposts. Mm. Like you could be... It feels like you're walking in London, like Jack the Ripper is going to jump out at you.
Are they black or are they wooden?
There's different kinds, depending on the street.
I've noticed a lot of the like metal black ones, but not just a solid pole. Mm-hmm. It's the like detailed textured mm-hmm. pole. And then, yeah, the like sort of flame candle shape
yeah.
bulb or light, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Those really get me going. Those lampposts, they really up? Get the naughty parts tingling. Those lampposts, I love it.
Okay, I have a group of male vocal a cappella singers.
Like a barbershop quartet?
No, like I mean, sure.
Have you seen Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
Okay. I love okay. it.
So yeah, I saw a video. I think it was even this morning. It must have been this morning. It was a group of guys on like a tour. They're a singing group.
Okay.
And they were at a rest stop in a bathroom. And they're like, yeah, bathrooms have the best. Like
they're just like the acoustics.
And they do that sea chanty where it's like, yo.
Pirates. She likes pirates.
It was so gotcha. Good. I love vocal harmonies. And especially with men, just because of the depth of their voice and how deep and like mm-hmm. low they can get. And then the counterparts guys can sing in falsetto and get a little bit higher. But I freaking love it.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Not as weird as my next one.
Yes.
You might already know this one about me. I can spend an entire day watching people eat crunchy candy and different mouse-eating ASMR videos where they're, like, slurping on honey and they're just, like, it's, like, this very specific crunchy texture that I just like love, and I can just like watch it all day long. I love it. There's something about that noise just tickles my brain in like the most perfect way, and I'm like, oh, I love it so much.
You know, people that do those videos make like $8,000 a week.
Oh, they make more than that. Way more than that. The one I watch, her name is Satisfying Lips, and she is like an old, I was shocked because she has like the most perfect white teeth. She has like the perfect mouth, and she's like eating these, like, you know, these amazing candy things that she's eating. And they did a zoom out of her, and she's like 70 years old. And she's like, got, I mean, her views are like in the millions. So her monetization is huge, huge on that.
Are we doing the wrong thing?
I think we might be. I think we need to start just eating on camera.
So when they like take bites, are they like clean eating or are they just eating? Is it very intentional? And
no, like sometimes tiny? No. It just depends on what it is that they're eating. Because they're so close up that it's just about the noise, though. Yeah, it's not so much about the food ASMR part. It's just the like crunching and the just different kind of. But there's like very specific like foods. Like they eat these like weird mushrooms that look like spaghetti. And they, like, put them in, like, bright blue coloring, and it's just random stuff. I don't know how to explain it. You have to look it up.
I mean, I have one that I could partner with that. Alex and I talk about this a lot. At what age does your child's crunching stop being cute? Because right now when Devere eats, like, chips,
you want to just, yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh. He eats a little bite and just, like, crunch, 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 crunch. Like, it's still adorable.
Maybe your kids biting is always cute, or like chewing is, but like anybody else's chewing drives me insane.
I mean, most people's chewing drives me insane. I kind of hate eating with people.
Yeah, it's more of the like, it's not the same sound as the other sounds that are being made in the ASMR, because it's like the crunch. I can handle the crunch. I can't handle other people crunching next to me.
Yeah. My thing is people talk when they eat, and it drives me nuts. Do not take a bite and then start telling me a story, please. Ever. I will immediately tune you out and intentionally stop paying attention to what you're saying because you have food in your mouth and you're talking to me. I was on the phone with Karin recently.
And I wasn't. I was brushing my teeth.
She was brushing.
I was brushing my teeth.
Yeah, but I yelled at her.
I was in a hurry.
Take the food out of your mouth. She's like, I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah, I wasn't eating. I was brushing my teeth. I was getting ready for work because I big girled.
Yeah, you big
girled. I big girled because I'm sure anybody listening can relate to how difficult it is to understand the health insurance and medical billing industry and how confusing things can get. And when you're somebody that panics, I panic and I can't handle situations like that. I can't make phone calls. It's just a mess. But I actually did it the other day after like bothering all three of my emotional support people for at least a week about it endlessly. I finally made the phone call because I can tell the tone when everybody switches and it's just like, just fucking make the phone call and shut up.
Like when I texted you, just call the hotline.
Yeah, all three of you. And that was a completely different other adulting situation that I had to deal with. Two adulting situations in the same week. That's too much. That's for me. It's too much for me. Oh, but I could just tell everybody's tone changing after like the 12th time of me whining about it. It's like, just, I don't know, just go, just do call. I don't know. So I use
call a professional.
I use ChatGPT, my professional, and I will recommend this. And I don't care what anybody says about ChatGPT. I've been seeing people share stuff about like, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, whatever. It can be a really, really helpful tool as long as you're not stupid enough to realize that it is artificial. It is not a real person behind it. But it can be a very helpful resource if you need it. So for me, I had no idea what to say. I needed to get, I was charged for a medical procedure that I wasn't supposed to be charged for. I was very confused by it. I didn't even know where to start. Is it with insurance? Is it with the medical billing? Who am I supposed to get a hold of? Mm-hmm. So I used ChatGPT and I typed up all of the information, my kind of insurance, what the procedure was, the date that I had the procedure, all of the information that you can possibly put in there. I put in there and I was like, should I have been charged for this? Blah, 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 whatever. It gave me the answers I needed. And then it said, would you like me to draft up an email and a phone script for you?
That's amazing.
And I was like, Hell fucking yes,
the
Sage.
Phone script is like, that's a level up.
Right. So that helped me because Kylie had to remind me, be nice to the insurance people when you call. Don't tell them that you're going to set their families on fire because right. That's not going to help.
It's not going to help.
So I read from this exact script. And the woman, she was just like, okay, great. Let's get the billing department on a conference call. Do you have the phone number? And literally they did the talking and they asked me like a couple questions. They did the talking back and forth, figured it all out. We figured out that the hospital had the wrong insurance.
Yeah.
So then I reiterated, this is going to be covered by you guys, whatever, and got it all taken care of and handled. And now I don't have to pay the $1,600 bill that I thought I had to.
High five.
So I'm really proud of myself for actually doing that. But I'm saying, people, if you're like me and you get extremely overwhelmed with anything like that, just use ChatGPT to help you and ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's great. So pro ChatGPT for life. For life.
For crises.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're like, exactly. And like when you're really, really depressed, for example, and if you need somebody to talk to and you don't want to burden your loved ones because you've burdened them with everything else that you've, you know, talked to them about, or you just don't feel like you have people that you can talk to.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to just type into the damn thing. I'm feeling like this and it can really make you feel better. It's kind of amazing. So there are pros and cons to everything.
Yeah.
So I think it's just in the way of using your brain and not being dumb enough to think that it's a real person behind it. And that
maybe ask ChatGPT how to handle the situation in the moment and also tips on how to do it in the future with X, Y, and Z. Real person in your life.
Especially for those who can't afford to maybe go to therapy right away or need help right now. Yeah. If you like really, really need some advice or you're like going through a spiral of depression at that moment, it can be really helpful to just like hear some positive things. So mm-hmm.
Also a tip that I use and tell people all the time, if you think everybody hates you, you need to go to bed. If you hate everybody, you need to eat something.
Yeah.
And that usually helps. You think about it, right?
Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. I just don't relate because nobody hates me. Everybody loves me so much. So, but for those of you that feel like that ever, I'm just kidding. That used to be my everyday existence. So I get it.
Everybody hates me.
Now I just don't care anymore.
I need to go to bed. Yeah. There's a freeness to not caring anymore if people hate us.
Yeah, I'm noticing very much like just with everything where like I just have this level of like, I don't really care anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I don't care. Like I used to, like I went out to the Up North last night and I used to have to like take time to get ready and I literally don't care anymore. I just don't. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Because we're old.
I mean, I leave the house caring what I look like 75% of the time.
It's really dwindled for me.
Yeah.
I've really let myself go, so I don't really care anymore.
I didn't wear makeup or do anything with my hair for about a year after cosmetology school because I was so burnt out mm-hmm. being done up every single day. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
I've found my balance.
Yeah, that's one thing I notice when you get into like that world, it seems that some people just like, they have to constantly be like, because you think about it and it's like you want to represent well. Like if mm-hmm. you're, you know, somebody that's doing hair, you better have good hair.
Right.
Because if you have like not great hair, that's your calling card. Yeah, you know, if you think much. About it. So it's like if nobody's going to like come to you if your hair looks like shit.
I have great hair, by the way, to the listeners that have never watched us.
She does. It's really short right now for what she usually has. Short. It's really weird. Oh, it's still longer than mine, I think. Oh, but
maybe.
Yeah, it still is. But it's usually, you know, down to her butt crack practically. And
I did the adult thing and cut like 8 inches off back in November.
Yeah.
It needed it.
Mm-hmm.
She was fried.
Mm-hmm.
I took care of my hair.
Hair care. Harry Carey.
That's why people think we're idiots.
Oh boy.
What else is my glimmer? What's the thing that gets me going in that weird, satisfying way?
Spreadsheets.
I I do love a good organizing spreadsheets. I've actually been stumped. I've been trying to start to build my daily schedule for the festivals. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out how I want, like, what categories need to go on the top so that I can fill in the categories on the side and create the grid. I'm very particular on how I want to read it. So it's almost like I have to see the finished result and then build it, mm-hmm. which is actually how I do hair. And that's the same for people that do like woodworking or ice sculptures. You visualize what the thing is, and then you remove all the pieces that don't fit.
Is that what you do, Rex?
Let us know.
Let me know. Let us know.
Yeah, good spreadsheet. I love that. I love coloring.
I love lamp.
I love the feeling of this carpet between my toes.
Ooh.
Sand between my toes. That's nice. But no, I really love coloring. Like a good coloring book. I've got a Gilmore Girls one in here somewhere. But with a good sharp colored pencil. Doing like the heavy outline first and then just lightly shading it in. Gives it that depth.
That's nice.
Texture.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a good mandala image.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. I can't do that stuff.
Painting.
I
haven't done a paint by numbers in a while.
I can't remember. I can't think of anything that I can sit down and do and accomplish unless it's like creating, like moving parts. Like, but if it's like crafts, I'm not good at them.
I will lock in so much that my body will have to literally scream at me and go, "That hurts, move." And then I'll
stop it.
Stretch and.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
But I'll be like hunched over.
Speaking of Gilmore Girls, Hallmark just did a huge Gilmore Girls drop of really awesome stuff. And they are going to be releasing. I don't want anybody to listen to this because I don't want anybody to get it and not me be able to get it.
Mute this. We'll tell you when you can turn it back on.
Earmuffs.
Go ahead.
they're releasing a Gilmore Girls gazebo ornament that plays music. And I need it. I have last year's.
Does it
year's.
Play the song or does it
I don't
play
know what
random?
Song it plays. La, 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 la. I hope it does. La, 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 la. Any of that. That should be what we use for our
music.
No. People already did that.
Oh, did they?
Just other kinds of las. La 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 la. No, like a really annoying one like that. It's going on and on. That'd be more on brand.
Like a song that you think is skipping, but it's not. It's just,
not
a song.
Just my voice. Anyway, I want that ornament. I got last year's Luke's cup.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those ornaments will go on that tree.
Nice.
Alex won't let me put my ornaments on the Christmas tree, so all of my ornaments are down here.
What's on his Christmas tree? Traditional ornaments?
Yeah.
As it should be.
And like family ornaments.
Yep.
Stuff that we've gotten from friends and family.
Yeah. Dan and I have a Christmas tree and we get each other an ornament every Christmas.
Oh, yeah. So nice. Nice.
Yeah. The one he got me one. What does it say? It's little. I don't remember. Hmm. My brain.
Shoot.
It's really cute. It's like two little otters.
Oh.
And I don't remember what it says, though. Something about
otters.
Something about otters.
Insert word pun here.
Something about love and otters. You're my otter half. I don't know what it was. I don't remember.
Oh, that's cute.
It's just really, really cute.
My brother-in-law will do the Christmas tree ordering. No, Christmas card ordering through a company called Paper Culture.
Okay.
And they donate a tree to be planted with every card order.
That's good.
And you like fill out a card and it gets sent to whoever you're dedicating the tree to. And there were a few years, I don't know if he still does it, but Brittany said she got a card and it was some tree pine, like, or some tree pun, like, I pine for you.
Is your family?
Yes, my brother.
Remember? Sending
to his wife?
Oh, okay. Oh my going.
It's cute.
You that is culture. Cute. I didn't realize you're it was her husband.
Yeah.
It was like your cousin sending it to her.
No, my brother-in-law. Hi, Mike. Yeah, paper culture is what it's called. I usually do Shutterfly. They're comparable in prices, but Shutterfly doesn't donate shit with their orders.
Yeah.
So choose your choice.
I can't remember where we got ours from last year, where we did them. But man, Christmas cards are expensive.
They are.
I was like $200.
I have to be really intentional with the quantity that I order because I'm okay with having a few leftovers, but I don't want to run out. I don't want to not have enough to send.
We had like two leftover, I think. We did really well because I made my list beforehand. And so I like allotted just like maybe a couple mess ups. So we didn't, because you don't want to be wasteful with that. But next year, somebody's going to get last year's again just to use them up. You know, everybody else is going to get the new ones, and we'll see who our least favorite friend is. It's a fun little game I like to play.
Gosh. that's funny.
Yeah.
Christmas is too far away.
Yeah. Let's talk about my birthday.
Let's have a
My birthday's coming up. It's August 7th.
Yeah.
You're really excited. Kylie's is actually before mine.
Yeah.
And 2 months exactly to the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was probably 3 months ago, you texted me to save the date so that I could come spend your birthday with you. And then
going.
And then when I sent you, not even a save the date, just a this is what we're doing.
I didn't want to go to a baseball game.
So you got Billy Strings tickets.
No, we were planning on Billy Strings way before that.
I know.
We had just been
like. But my birthday has always been on June 7th.
But do you always go to a baseball game?
No, because it's always at Bonfire.
Yeah, this just doesn't seem like a lot of fun. We already did that.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I think there was more weird wording to it, though. It was more like you had already planned on going with some people, but you were like, oh, yeah. I was kind of an afterthought.
No, I was just letting you know what we were doing.
Yeah, so I wasn't involved. I wasn't involved in the planning of it all, so I won't go. Easy as that.
You came with us to the April game.
That was Alex's birthday.
I invited Britt and Mike mm-hmm. to the June game because they're all going to be in town for Finn's graduation.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, Britt, Mike.
Well, it'd be fun to have family time for your birthday, too.
And then she was like, OMG, mom will love that. Let's all go. And they bought a bunch of extra tickets. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. It makes more sense to do that for your birthday, I think.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I have a fun birthday because it's 6, 7, 8, 9. So if you want to send me a birthday present, it's on a Saturday.
Talking about my birthday, though.
I can't see you through my hand. I can still see you on the screen, but I'm just going to.
It's fair. The minute your birthday's over, you get 2 months and 2 months. Actually, the funny thing is I get so excited about my birthday leading up to my birthday. Mm-hmm. And so I like make all these plans. I have this like big event every year where I like invite everybody I know to my birthday. And then the day of, every day without fail, I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Why did I invite all these people here? Last year was perfect, though.
Last year was fun.
Yeah. Actually, my last two birthdays were really fantastic because I had my 40th birthday, which mm-hmm. was in Dan's yard, and it was just lovely. And I didn't have to lift a finger for it. Other people put it together for me.
Side note about that, I was going through my notes in my phone mm-hmm. looking for notes, and I found your birthday party notes.
Mm-hmm.
I deleted them because I don't need them anymore.
Oh. You didn't want to print them out and put them in a scrapbook for me?
No.
Yeah, that sucks.
I kind of do the same thing because I've had some like monumental birthdays end up being complete sucks.
Depends on my attitude I show up with that day. How moody I want to be. I get panicky on my birthday. That's like one of those days where like I overwhelm myself. I remember my actual birthday last year. I was miserable. I remember like being really mad at Dan about something and being like having my whole day in silence. I went and got my pictures taken with Kristen on my actual birthday. And then we were going to go to see Augie later on at Showboat. And I was there for like maybe 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I always end up having some kind of like breakdown on my birthday for whatever reason, like on my actual birthday.
Sure.
So it's like I got to stop putting so much pressure on myself to like, you know, do all these things.
Yeah.
I like really just want like a casual, like go lay in the water. It's all I ever want to do on my birthday anyway, just right. be in the water.
Well, that's what you get for having an August birthday.
Mm-hmm. So. And I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whether I need to make a big to-do about it or not, just invite some people. But then me yeah. inviting people turns into, well, I don't want anybody to feel left out. So I've got to invite all 50 of my closest friends.
God, it's giving me flashbacks to wedding planning.
Yeah. Can you imagine what that's going to be like if that ever happens for me?
So hard.
I'm going to love it. I'm going to thrive. Oh, God. I love that stuff so much. Love it.
I look really good in purple.
I don't.
Just while you're.
I look like a.
While you're planning grimace, your colors.
Grimace from.
Well, you'll,
oh, I will
you'll
never.
You'll be in beige.
My colors will not be purple. That will be not part of it. Purple will not be anywhere near. Near my wedding. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Except in my hair.
No.
Loudly.
No, I'm going to be one of those brides that's like, girl, you got to dye your hair blonde.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Be at my wedding.
I did. I asked, but then I asked like hard. I took Jory's dreads out and gave her a really cute haircut for my wedding. She's got such nice curls, and it was this short little curly bob. Her dreads are long now.
Yeah.
They're like as long as my hair again. She's rocking it. Nice. She's doing good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
it's great.
We love JoJo.
Happy to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I share my birthday with my sister. For those of you that don't know, it's another fun fact about my birthday.
I would like the direction this episode has gone. And I think we should hit stop and re-record it.
Oh, it's great. So my sister is exactly 2 years older than me. I came.
Why do I think she's younger?
Everybody always thinks she's younger.
Every time.
I know. It's so funny. We laugh about it often. But I came in the middle of her birthday party, and I tell people I haven't stopped stealing her thunder ever since. But we had shared birthday parties a lot when we were kids.
Yeah, I bet that would.
We got our own cakes. We got our own guest list, but it was the same party.
Tina and I share a birthday.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty fun for the most part. Like, I always was like, I don't want to share my birthday with anybody, you know, kind of thing. But Tina and I share our birthdays. And about 2 years after we were friends, we discovered randomly that our mothers also have the exact same birthday.
No way. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, aww. Yep. Ours are August 7th. Our moms are April 19th. Same day. That's so wild, isn't it? Yeah. It's like one of those weird cosmic things that doesn't make any sense. That's why me and Tina will forever be bonded.
Yep.
Because of those
reasons. How can you not?
Yeah. Like it's just meant to be. Mm. And my, you know, what's really funny about that is the last 3 weeks, I didn't do it this week. Oh, cause I don't know. My phone butt dials her all the time.
Really?
And so, but I noticed that on my favorites list, she's right where my thumb goes. So if I'm like holding my phone in my hand with my pop socket and I'm just like doing stuff, somehow I always end up butt dialing her. So it's led us to like, you know, chat a little bit, which is really nice.
That's hilarious.
My butt loves her.
I want to hear from our listeners and watchers other crazy cosmic life and birthday stuff. In my family, we actually have a lot. My grandmother is a twin. She has cousins and uncles all over her side of the family twinning. My cousin shares a birthday with his younger sibling. And then a different cousin shares a birthday with her first kid. It's all over the place in my family on both sides through genetics and through marriage. It's just really cool. What quirky, weird birthday stuff do you guys have?
Yeah, just like weird cosmic birthday weirdness you have going on.
Yeah, like more than I share a birthday with this celebrity. We don't care. I really don't care about that. I want to hear the cool stuff.
Unless it's Taylor Swift. It's the only one I care about.
If it's December 13th, give us a like.
She knows. She knows Taylor's birthday. I love that.
So annoying.
I love it so much. Love it almost as much as ants. Well, that came full circle. So
tell us your weird glimmers.
Yeah, tell us your weird shit. Not weird shit.
Not weird shit.
But your like weird shit. You know, your weird fun shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
What's like satisfying?
Yeah.
To look at, to see. Maybe not so much feel. It can be feel, but don't be weird.
Yeah, don't be weird.
I have a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
And I'll sit down here. This is also my office. I read and hang out. I'll sit down here when it's cold and I'll put the weighted blanket on and just like move around the beads and play with the beads while I'm reading.
It's that opens like, up another one for me.
You can like feel it on your thumb. I freaking love it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like one of my textile things that I have, but there's those blankets that are like, they have the silk on top where it's like a like that much silk and it like kind of wraps around and it's like at the top of it. Mm-hmm. Ever since I can remember, I've always like run my hands on that and I pick it up and I like rub it on the front of my mouth.
Yeah.
I've always had this really weird thing with it from when I even was a little kid. But anytime.
It's like baby blankets. They've got that silk
it's
rim.
Just like a baby. Anytime I'm around one of those blankets, I'm always like.
Do I have any? I don't think
doing
I do.
This. If anybody ever sees me like this, that's what I'm doing. Rubbing a blanket on my lip. Totally normal. Nothing to see here.
Being fucking weird.
Yeah. I'm really weird. That's just like scratching the surface. So.
Nice.
We'll leave it at that.
Great.
I think we've done well today.
I think we've done really great
today. I think
today.
We've done really well. We get gold stars.
Yes.
Candy and ice cream and treats.
And a coffee, because you're going to buy us a coffee.
You are going to buy us a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com. Oops. Be really great.
Thanks.
We love y'all. Thanks for sticking with us and putting up with us.
I hope you laughed a lot.
We do hope you laughed a lot.
Hope we brightened your day a little bit with our chat.
I hope you laugh so much.
Please stop.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.